During this adventure, you will need to solve riddles using the clues that you are given. The answers will lie somewhere in the streetscape. Once you have found the answer, take a photo, post it to your favorite social media account with the hashtag StoryCity and hashtag JLFMelb, then hit the red button on the screen in the app page to see if you were correct. You are standing in the shaded portico of the entrance to Acme, facing onto Federation Square. All around you, couples, young families, and groups of friends are weaving in and out of the complex maze of art galleries, museums, shops, and restaurants that make the square the artistic heart of Melbourne. But today, art and coffee are of no interest to you. Your dear friend and fellow historian Saloni has been kidnapped. You still can't believe it. You and Saloni have spent every day of the past year together, researching the lives of Indians in Melbourne in the late 19th century. You are holding a piece of paper that was slipped under your front door this morning. The black scrawl makes your heart pound. We have your friend Saloni. If you want to see her again, do exactly as we say, and don't even think about contacting the police. Go to Federation Square, look at the landscape, answer this. How many pairs of blankets cannot bandage up the ground? Take a photo of your answer and post it to social media with hashtag StoryCity and hashtag JLFMelb, then press the red button on the StoryCity app to receive your next instructions. What could the question possibly mean? How many pairs of blankets cannot bandage up the ground? And how could this possibly connect back to the kidnapping of your friend Saloni? Your eyes sweep across the raw, jagged walls of the architecture, the metal and glass-clad skyscrapers rising like shards around the square, the restaurants and cafes, the giant screen, the shady eucalyptus trees. Bandage up the ground. You look down and notice the patterned ochre-coloured sandstone tiles, stretching out in all directions. You walk towards the centre of the square, looking closely at the tiles. Suddenly, you realise that there are groups of word jumbles sculpted onto the square's floor. They look like random, disjointed phrases crisscrossing the block, like thoughts racing through a dream. You see they are scattered all over the square. You start sifting through the random words and phrases sculpted on the tiles, moving from one group to another. There are 7 such floor sculptures across the wide square. You read them carefully, hoping that one of them reveals the answer. You find your answer in the floor sculpture at the absolute center of the square. In the first word jumble you hit when you walked out of the Acme exit, and diagonally across the square towards the river. You take a photo of the answer and upload it to social media. Re-entering the StoryCity app, you scroll down to the bottom of the page and press the red button.